Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek. Today, one pissed off white son of a bitch. And stick around and I'll tell you why. And I am the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, and it's gonna get crazy today. America's bi-state voice of freedom. You niggers, you crackers, you honkies, you hear me? Voice of freedom. It'll be racist radio today, but that's okay. Call it what you want. It's the unfiltered truth. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Especially the niggers, you hypocritical, low-life, black, racist, supremacist niggers. You ain't going to be ready for this today because I am pissed. I was pissed when I came in about this nigger situation. And people will say, "Hey, Romanek, you always talk race and politics. That's all there is in life." And we are. Don't forget, we are the WAR Radio Network. White Awareness Radio, W-A-R. The first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, as always, not up against the black community, the proud black community. We support those decent people. Not against the proud black community again, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. W-A-R, don't forget people, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. Now, what the hell is wrong with that? We are White Awareness Radio, black entertainment television. They sell all the black products. They cater to all the blacks. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. I want to cater to the white community. I want to let the white community know what's going on. And we're going to get into it here momentarily about all the hypocrisy going on. First, I want to say happy, happy 49th anniversary to two good friends of ours, Jerry and Nancy Rosh. They're from the Muskuta area. 49 years, Jerry's a proud Vietnam vet, and I want to salute him for that. Also, I want to salute Nancy for putting up with this crap for 49 years. So I want to salute both you good guys. Amazing when people can stay that long. So that, that's a good thing. So Jerry and Nancy Rosh, again, I want to compliment you and congratulate you on 49 years of wedding bliss, and hope you have another 49. I gotta say this. I'm tired of all the bull crap. You know, I sit here today and every day unapologetic for what I say, because what I say, people, is what I believe. What I believe is my opinion. Right or wrong, all of us, our opinions are our opinions. Right or wrong, good or bad, whether they're offensive or not, it's my opinion and it's your opinion. You will never get me to apologize for what I think and what I feel. It could be wrong, but if I think it, if I feel it, I'm going to say it. And I guarantee you, none of you good people should apologize for your thoughts and your beliefs. But these niggers, they're going to make us apologize for things we didn't do. And we're going to segue into this Kevin Steincross on Channel 2, because something just came up on Channel 2 that really offends and appalls me after all this black face crap by these niggers. And you people ought to be offended too. And I hope after we discuss it and expose it that you people will call Channel 2. And we'll get to this momentarily. You know, you guys shouldn't apologize for your thoughts and your beliefs, because they are yours, no one else's. Until every one of us walk in each other's shoes, until every one of us walks at least one day in each other's shoes, you or I can't judge one another. Hopefully at some point in time, we can understand where each of us are coming from and eventually come to some common ground. I mean common ground. I don't mean we have to kiss somebody's ass. I don't mean we have to agree with somebody. I don't mean we even have to back up. But there's common ground if we all just think about it. Black and white, men and women, even Democrats and Republicans, even though they don't want to say it or think it. I have to say, again, if every black and white would be made to apologize for all the stupid and ignorant things that we've done in our lives, it would take years. We all say and do stupid things without thinking about the consequences every day, people. Not just when we're 18 or 19 like these idiots in blackface, but we all make stupid mistakes, and they are mistakes. So we don't think about the consequences at the time. We're mad, we're hurt, we think something's funny, and I do the same, especially when we are giving. When we are giving our best today and every day. You know, people can say, hey, he did something wrong. They don't remember the 15, 20 things that you did right, but they'll sure emphasize the one wrong thing. I've said it 1,000 times before. The analogy I give to my friends on that is, you're walking down the street. There's an apartment complex burning up. You save 19 lives. You get burned up, not burned up, but you get burnt bad, but you're a hero. You save 19 lives. The last one, the fire was too much engulfed. You couldn't get the 20th person out. Your friends are going to say, hey, he was a hero. He saved 19 people and just about died, just about gave up his life to save those 19 people. That's what your friends will say. Your enemies will say, that son of a bitch, that no good rotten bastard, he let a person die in that fire. Oh, and by the way, he probably started a fire anyway. But see, that's the difference, people. You're not going to change people's opinion, so why are you going to try? But I digress, but we all say stupid things. But I ask, all of our lives, should they be destroyed because of dumbass mistakes we make today and every day? Either misspoken mistakes or deeds, in deeds we do. No, so you rotten bastard, black and white, no good son of a bitches who are so hypocritical of others, look at yourself before you criticize other people. And I have to say, before we get going on the rest of this crap, I'm thinking about a driving in today. White power used to be the big thing. That's why the niggers hated us. But now they switched that over. That's replaced. The niggers replaced that by white privilege. Used to be white power, but now it's white privilege. But niggers, Niggers, have you ever heard the term white poverty? Have you ever heard the term white poverty? I'm sure you have, but you don't want to address it. White poverty. Are all you niggers stupid and ignorant enough to believe our skin, because our skin is white, that we are automatically rich and we have white privilege? Whatever the hell that means, I still don't know what white privilege means. Do you not know about all the white people living under poverty levels in this great country? Do you not know about all of them in the Appalachian Mountains? Do you not know about them all throughout this country? White people that are starving to death too? No, you forgot because you don't want to remember. You don't want to remember or address this situation, but white privilege, my ass. Hey, we got to get going. You guys know about all this blackface crap going on. You know about the governor of Virginia. You know about the attorney general. The attorney general of Virginia is a white, ignorant bastard, and he was the one demanding that the governor resign for being in blackface. Then it comes to find out that this no-good, hypocritical bastard, Herring, he was in blackface when he was 19 years old. Now, I don't condemn him for that. I condemn him for being such a damn hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. Oh, get rid of the governor because he was in blackface, but don't get rid of me. See, they found that picture out, and it's amazing. And then you got the Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. And now, just recently, and I don't want to get into this too much because I got to get the channel too, but Fairfax was said that he branded this lady as a liar to a national audience and to serve his political ambitions, she said. So she says he gave false information. And you know what he said in front of people? He said this recently, a couple weeks ago, F the bitch, the lieutenant governor, because a lady has accused him of allegedly forcing her to give him oral sex. And she says this was never, ever a consensual an affair. Never, ever. And here, he put his hand behind my neck, and I'm reading this, so don't blame me, because it's kind of crass. He put his hand behind my neck and forcibly pushed my head towards his crotch, she recalled, in quotes. Only then did I realize that he had already unbuckled his belt, unzipped his drawers, and taken out his penis. Then he forced his penis into my mouth. This is statements, factual statements by her. Utterly shocking and terrified, I tried to move my head away, but I could not because his hand was holding down my neck and he was much stronger than me. She said, in quotes, as I cried and gagged, Mr. Fairfax forced me to perform oral sex. I cannot believe, given my obvious distress, that Mr. Fairfax thought this forced sexual criminal act was consensual. Now, Fairfax is saying it was consensual. She's saying it wasn't. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, said that he had nothing to do with this gal. They had no proof, this white gal, Dr. something or other. But here was all the blacks, all the whites, coming after Judge Kavanaugh, because you got to believe in the woman. Women rights, you guys are a bunch of ignorant bitches. You understand me? If you're not coming out and defending this lady, like you did the lady that accused Judge Kavanaugh, then you're some white, stupid, probably privileged, hypocritical bitches. You understand me? This lady's crying for help. But no, you don't want to come after this guy because, repeat after me, he's a nigger. That's why. You come after the white guy that had no real evidence whatsoever. She said that Judge Kavanaugh held her down. He didn't say he forced his penis in her mouth. He said nothing like that or did nothing like that. But everybody was up in arms. Why isn't everybody up in arms over this lieutenant governor in Virginia, Justin Fairfax, when she says that he did this egregious act? Now, there's always two sides to the story. But why aren't you women out fighting for it? Where's the NAACP? See, NAACP people, both black and white, why I call them out, why I call them a bunch of hypocritical niggers, because they'll never come after a black man, no matter what he's alleged to have done, or no matter what he's ever done. They will not come out after a black man. How hypocritical is this crap? Now, she's got an attorney. And here's the problem, people. if the lieutenant governor, who is a Democrat, if he can't take the governor's reins, and if the governor has to resign, and if the white guy, the attorney general, Mark Herring, has to resign, that puts the fourth in line for the governorship is a Republican. Now you watch these hypocritical Democrats. They won't fight it because they don't want to see, they don't want to see a Republican governor. So they're eventually going to back off the governor. They're going to let it go. They're not even going to come after the Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. And think about it, all you proud white and proud black people, I always expose this crap. I always take it two or three steps further because nobody else will. They do not have the guts. This Lieutenant Governor should have been charged. And somebody said, well, why didn't she come out then? Hell, she was probably afraid of the guy. You think she wanted to come out? Do you think she wanted to come out and get all this criticism? But she thought it was time to come out. And like she said in her article, I'm a black lady, I'm a Democrat, I have nothing to gain from this. It was not consensual. And I was traumatized. The man allegedly forced her to give him oral sex, pushed her head down, wouldn't let her head up. Now, where's all the NAACP? Where's all the nigger groups coming after the lieutenant governor? I don't see one nigger group. I don't see Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan. I don't see NAACP. I see no one coming out after Mr. Fairfax. Think about it. I don't even see the white ladies coming out, the Me Too movement. But you know why? Because then they'll be racist. So they're going to let niggers get away with everything, and they're going to chastise and blame white people like Judge Kavanaugh when they have no proof at all. But here comes the NAACP. Get rid of him. He's no good. Well, what about NAACP, you rotten, racist, black supremacist, hypocritical niggers? Why don't you come out against this lieutenant governor? Why, I ask? All you people know. You all know why they won't come out against the lieutenant governor, because he's a nigger and they're afraid. The blacks want to protect him and the whites are afraid of him. It's unbelievable, people, that you white people. I'm so pissed at you white people. You know, I want to show how the total hypocrisy of the violent nigger community, again, not the proud, honorable black community, the racist niggers, they're not going to do anything about it. And then they're going to give us crap. They're going to try to scare the white community. Now, let's get on this Kevin Steincross deal. I have to go back to this. You remember Kevin Steincross? He was a gentleman. Well, I shouldn't say gentleman because I think he's an asswipe because he apologized for something he didn't do. He said Martin Luther Kuhn on television. And he said, I apologize for misspeaking. I have since had the opportunity to reflect and to learn. But that man, you know, hey, niggers, you got another white boy down to his knees. What I should have done, I should have apologized for the pain my mistake was caused. I'm true. Pain because he said Martin Luther Kuhn, but these niggers come out of the woodwork. And he says, words have been and still are used to inflict pain and to make people feel less equal. But that's why, you know, Steincross, I hope they keep you off the air forever because you're a gutless white son of a bitch who won't take up for yourself. He will begin the work to regain your trust. I know it will take some time, and I will do everything I can to address the pain I've caused by mispronouncing a word. But you see, people, what I'm trying to say, it's unbelievable. They brought the niggers, and I was told by a couple ladies that all the niggers at Channel 2 demanded that he be fired. They all threw him under the racist bus. You see what's going on, white people and proud black people. This man did nothing wrong, and he was made to apologize, taken off the air. Now, let me tell you what happened today and why I'm really pissed. I used to watch Channel 2 up until today. Kim Hudson does a 9 o'clock show. Now, all this blackface crap going on, not with Kevin Steincross, who did nothing wrong. This blackface was just stupid crap. They want the governor to resign for 30 years ago, blackface. They want the attorney general to resign for 40 years ago, blackface, that nobody got hurt. They don't want the nigger lieutenant governor, who's already got a blackface because he's a nigger. They don't want him to resign, even though we forced the lady, a proud black lady, to perform oral sex. Where's the Me Too groups? Where's the NAACP? Where's the people that are fighting for her rights? No, they don't. They want to get rid of the lieutenant, the governor, but they want to put a black governor in so they can't fight to get rid of this ass white bastard, Justin Fairfax. But I think it's all going to come out. But anyway, with this blackface, and by the way, Kim Behar on that show, I don't know what's the name of it, I never watch it, The View, she was dressed as a beautiful African lady. There's a picture of her a couple years ago at a Halloween party, but it's okay, see, because she's against Trump and the blacks like her. You know, we're not going to have a selective racism, people. I'm not going to stand for it, and I hope you don't. But there's a picture of her in blackface, but she admitted during a taping of the 2016 The View that she did dress as a beautiful, in quotes, African lady. And she was 29, and which involved makeup that was a little bit darker than my skin. What the hell? You look like a nigger. You dressed up in blackface. But see, it's okay for this bitch who always talks about Trump, always criticizes Trump. I don't see everybody demanding that she be taken off The View. No, because she's got the Democratic political agenda on her side. They're not going to say nothing to her. Do you see the hypocrisy, people? Here's a white bitch. They're not coming after her. Where's the NAACP? But now on Channel 2 today, about 9:20, we're going to try to get it archived. And you people, if you see it, you'll be more pissed off than I am. This Kim Hudson, she's a black lady, and I'm not holding her responsible for this. They do some shows, and they have you call in. And if you have some kind of show or something going on, she'll address it on Channel 2, have you come in. But this is Channel 2 who denounced Kevin Steincross for mispronouncing a word. These are the hypocrites, the ownership, the management of Channel 2. I'm looking up, and there's a nigger on Channel 2 about 9:20. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. In total white face. Do you understand me? This was a nigger with kinky hair, total white face. He was being interviewed by Kim Hudson. Where's the white outcry? You guys have to see it. His face could not have been any whiter. Total white face. He's a mimic, a mime, and he does mimic crap. He does a 5-minute show as a mime, and he's doing all that crap. Of course, he's not talking. Total white face. I mean, total white face. And Kim Hudson, she's laughing, he's laughing. Do you people understand the hypocrisy of Channel 2? Do you people, and I tell you, here's some numbers. You guys got to look at it. And then here's the numbers, 314-213-7831. That's 314-213-7831. That's the news number. The non-news number is 314-213-2222. Ask to get an archived copy of today's 9 o'clock show on Channel 2. You people all, we need to pick it. I wish that you white people had the decency to stand up for the white community. We'd be over Channel 2 tomorrow. This reverse selective discrimination, this reverse selective racism has to go. This black guy, total black face, people, total black face, is doing a mime act on Channel 2, and they laughed about it. And what pisses me off, the hypocrisy after coming after this Kevin Steincross, and I'm not for the guy because he let these niggers put him on his knees for no reason. He made us all white people look bad. You did nothing wrong, Steincross, but buckle down to the racist niggers. They did all this crap on Channel 2. They take him off because not of in blackface, but a word he mispronounced, Martin Luther Kuhn. He never said coon. You can get the archives of that show and see that I'm telling you the truth. But then they slap the white people. They slap the white people in all of our faces when they bring this mime on. And I guarantee you, that offended me to no end. After everything Channel 2 did to kiss the nigger's ass, the NAACP's ass, to get rid of Kevin Steincross, and then for a couple weeks later to put a nigger on with his kinky hair in some kind of goldish color a suit jacket, and his face could not be any whiter. It's whiter than the paper that I'm looking at, that I'm writing on. Five minutes was about a 5-minute interview about what he was going to do, and then about 5 minutes of his mime act. And I tell you, people, it was offensive. If you people get a copy of that on Channel 2, you white people, and if you're not up in arms after this, there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. We've got some callers. Let's go ahead. Let's take whoever up there. I don't give a damn. What's his name? Osharis. Go ahead, Osharis. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm a proud goddamn American. I'm so tired of this political stuff.
Okay.
The Democrat and the Republican. Oh, yeah. You know, that blackface crap don't even make no difference to me, man. It's how you live and how what you teach your kids and how you help out your neighbors. Will that stop you from buying toilet paper? Does that stop you from putting food on your table? If your goddamn car breaks down, will that stop you from having a needing help to put that tire on or change that battery?
Hey, Osiris, stick on. Hey, I'm going to tell you. First, I'm going to salute you because I can hear it in your voice. You are a proud black man. Now, this blackface, as you know, is no big deal. But now on Channel 2, they've got a black guy in total whiteface today as a mime. Nobody ever says nothing. Don't you think, and I'm not trying to be argumentative with you, don't you think that the white people are a little weak, a little lame, that we should stand up a little bit more when we're right? Not when we're wrong. When it's a racist move, I totally denounce it. But when we're right, don't you think the white people ought to stand up as strong as the black people do?
Yeah. Yes, sir. You said a long time ago, you said the white people, liberal white people are weak now. The suburban white man and the suburban white woman don't want to get involved in that mess today because he don't want to lose his home or his pension or whatever, his job.
But hey, let me ask you, Osiris, and you sound like a proud, intelligent black man. What do you think about this situation in Virginia where the lieutenant governor, I got to call him a nigger because he's not a proud black man, because a proud black man like yourself wouldn't force a proud black lady to have or give him oral sex. The NAACP, the women's movement groups, none of them are coming out after him, but they're coming out after the white guys for blackface, who really didn't hurt anybody for it. Maybe it was offensive, but didn't hurt anybody. Why do you think that they're not coming after this black lieutenant governor, but they're coming after the white guys?
The reason why is because the white folks now is the, what you call, the low-hanging fruit from the tree, from the fruit tree.
You know what? Good point, Osharis. Real good point.
You said if you get at a nigga, you're going to have Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan. I used to follow Louis Farrakhan as a kid when I was young. But I realized that nigga, when he wasn't talking about nothing, man. Actually, they said that he's a agent for the government.
Yeah, he must be, because I'll tell you, some of the criminal things he's done. Osharis, let me seriously ask you. I know you're a proud black man. Do you get offended when I call these asswipe killers, rapists, robbers, dope pushers, people that don't work when they're black-skinned, and I call them niggers? Does that make you mad that I'm calling them niggers when I'm trying to separate them from proud, decent, hardworking black people like yourself? Does that piss you off?
Nope. What I do, I go to the Dollar Tree and I go get a handheld mirror and I say nigger 1,000 times a day until it whites my teeth, until my teeth get white, even my back teeth in my mouth. No, so in other words, no, it doesn't offend me.
Yeah, and you know what, Osiris, it shouldn't, because they call me a racist, but I defend proud black people every day. I always keep them out of the equation. I've helped feed black people at Christmas time, and I'm not a nice guy, and I don't do that to get the recognition, but I don't not want to be recognized when they call me a racist just because I bring out unfiltered truths, just because I want to separate the proud black community from the niggers, and I also want to separate the proud white community, which I'm a part of, from the hunkies and the crackers, from the Ku Klux Klan, from the skinheads, from the neo-Nazis, from the white supremacists. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Osiris, but I get called
the nigger ghetto stations on the FM channels. I think you are exactly right what you're doing with your, you know, what you're saying. And you also voicing your opinion, which is covered up under the
First
United
Amendment.
States Constitution.
Hey, Osiris, I'm going to invite you into the studio sometime to take you out to lunch, because me and you could have an intelligent conversation. Because let me tell you, Osiris, back in the day, some white folks, the crackers and the hunkies, they disrespected the black community. They hurt the black community. They made them slaves. But That's been long enough ago, Osiris. Don't you think that some of the blacks need to quit being victims from what happened, not to them, but to their great-great-great-grand ancestors or grandparents? Don't you think it's time for them to say, hey, I'm a survivor, I'm not a victim, and get out of that racist shell and become something and make themselves a proud black person?
Yes, you're right. Or get over it. Just say get over it. Everybody was a slave. Everybody in the world was an underdog at one time. You know?
Hey, Osiris, I grew up in the housing projects. I was a white guy. We ate one meal a day. People looked down on us because we didn't have anything. And we didn't have anything because we couldn't get anything. We tried to work just like some of the proud black community. So I know exactly what you're saying. Osiris, we got to take a quick break. But I want to thank you for being not against the black people. You're a proud black man. You're going to stand tall for the proud black community. And I would cuss you out if you didn't. But you're against the niggers, you're against the crackers, you're against the hunkies, and I think once my message gets out, and I'm the only station in this country that's getting it out, but I think it's going to catch legs and I think it's going to roll. I think when the proud white and proud black people finally come together, I think the niggers, I think the crackers, I think the hunkies, I think the race baiters are going to have a big problem, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Osiris, you have a real good day, buddy, and thanks for the call. Osiris, a very proud black man, somebody that you can talk to, somebody that understands the situation and the problems. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
While the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take. We ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is our song. We'll
back to the dark side, and I'll be damned. I'm not going to take it anymore. I keep telling you people, and it's about time that you understand. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Loren. You're on the dark side.
Yes, Bob Romantic, I love your show, and I love how you say it like it is.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And I'd like to say I'd like to meet you one day.
Well, you wouldn't like to meet me to shoot me, would you?
No, sir, I would not.
Okay, a lot of people would like to meet me to shoot me, but as long as you're not one of them, I'm okay with that.
No, because your beliefs and my beliefs are the same thing.
Well, you're not a racist, are you, ma'am? Because if you're a racist, our beliefs aren't the same.
No, I'm not, sir.
Where do you live at, Loren?
My name's Laura, and I live in Granite City on St. Thomas Road.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of great people in Granite City, and I know the Proud Blacks moved in there a little bit, Laurie. A lot of Proud Blacks have, but then after they moved in, a lot of niggers moved in, and I know you proud white and proud black people in Granite City, and I love you guys up there. I appreciate all the support. You guys are having a rough time up there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
But your husband saved a black man's life.
One day we were on the Metrolink. We saved a black man, a homeless life, and the supervisor said that he wasn't going to do anything, and the supervisor was black, and he said he wasn't going to do nothing about it, even though it was on their property.
Yeah, well, Lauren, I tell you what, you and your husband, all you guys in Granite City, stay safe. Thanks for the compliment. But all I'm doing, ma'am, is trying to put everything together. I'm the national director for NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality. We will never, ever ask for any more as a majority, as white people. We will never, ever ask for any more than equal treatment. But we will not tolerate, you hear me? We will not tolerate, we will not accept any less. Thank you from Granite City. Thank you guys very much. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Yes, good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. I called you one day last week, and I love your show. I love listening to your show. And I just want to talk about one subject real quick. You were talking about this blackface. I seen something on Facebook yesterday. It's Ted Danson. You know who that is?
Right.
Ted Danson.
Uh-huh.
He was with Whoopi Goldberg at the time. He was dressed in blackface and some kind of thing, and Whoopi got the biggest kick out of it. It's funny how stuff can do that. People can, you know, they get a big kick out of it, all of a sudden it's like, oh, now it's offensive to everybody. You know, it's kind of a double standard type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, John, I do. That's what I always say is selective racism. When a nigger's want to be pissed at you for something, that's fine. If they don't, then that's fine. No, if they're going to be pissed all the time. Don't just be pissed sometime. John, you're not a racist, are you?
I am not. I'm a proud white man, and I have a lot of proud black friends.
And you know what? I feel the same. You keep it up. I hope everybody understands what we're trying to do here with our NAME organization. I hope everybody understands what we're trying to do with our WAR radio network. We're not trying to hurt the black community. We just want to preserve the white community. The black community wants to preserve their race, their heritage. That's all I want to do, and they're calling me a racist. Niggers, I say 1,000 times, aren't mad at me because I say nigger. They're mad because I'm exposing them to all the crap that's going on. Don't forget, people, Channel 2. Try to get to Channel 2. Their numbers. Their numbers are 314-213-2222 or 314-213-7831. They had this nigger on with white face for about 10 minutes as a mime. Why isn't everybody upset about, why isn't the NAACP upset? Don't they believe in equality? Hey, John Gaskin III over in St. Louis, you come out against Kevin Steincross, you know, you brought him to his knees. Why don't you bring Channel 2 to their knees for now putting on whiteface? There can't be selective racism. There cannot be selective racism, but there always is. Cletus, go ahead. You're on the dark side.
I got something to say here about blackface. If the black race is so offended to the black, the African-American, the niggers, about black race 35 years past, then when the children today are born with a black father and a white mother, or vice versa, are they called black one drop of blood in their system rather than biracial? And I find this offensive to today as a white male.
You know what, Cletus, I said the same thing. You know, President Obama, He was biracial. He never once said, and it offended me as a white man, and it should have offended the entire white community. He never once said he was the first biracial president. No, he was the first black president because he knew being black, he would have all. They talk about white privilege. There's nothing better than black privilege in this day and age. It's unbelievable. But people, we got to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. But before we do, John Gaston III, he told the Post-Dispatch in this deal, he's a president of the St. Louis chapter of the NAACP on this Kevin Stein cross. I hope we don't forget this, but we can learn from this. Well, you rotten, no-good, greasy, undesirable, living under a rock, smelly, sleazy nigger. Why don't we learn from whiteface on television today at 9:20 on Channel 2? I'm not hearing any of you niggers coming out saying anything about, I don't even hear any white people coming out other than me, but people need to get it about 20 minutes after 9. 10 minutes of this black mime in total whiteface, white hands, after all the crap, all the niggers fighting about blackface, and we're not going to address this. I want an apology from Channel 2. Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, wants an apology for not just me, for every white, proud white person and every proud black person, for you bastards shoving that in our face and putting on white face after you've done what you've done to Kevin Steincross, who I don't defend because I think he's a weak bastard, but I defend the principle. Channel 2, you deserve every one of us decent people, both black and white, an apology for shoving this white face crap in our face today at 9:20 on Channel 2. And I hope that you come out publicly. You know, people, they won't. You won't see this in the newspapers. You won't see this on any other TV, or you won't hear this on the other radio station, even though I'm giving you the unfiltered truth. Nobody else will address this because they're all afraid. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, and proud of it. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, proud to live in this great country. No matter the problems we have, we are the great United States of America, the greatest country on this earth. And we're also always proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the Dark Side. We just got a call from a great guy, Daryl. He said he called Channel 2, and he says they're already working on it. They've got several calls. So people, please, proud white and proud black, it's not a racist issue. It's an equality issue. Call Channel 2 News and complain to management, 314-213-2222 or 314-213-7831. If you want to say Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper, told you to call because I want my name and face out here on Front Street because I want equality, not just for blacks, not just for whites, but equality, equality for everyone. And again, Daryl, thank you very much. He just called and said he called over there, and a lot of people have called, and they're working on the situation, so they know we're pissed. Not just as proud white, proud black will get involved because they know it's wrong. So please, people, give them a call. Get up off your asses, both proud white and proud black. Let's have a big run on these son of a bitches, and let's get an apology to the proud white community as they gave an apology to the proud black community on this Kevin Steincross situation. And you hear my song, people, going into my last segment. Aaron Neville, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And how true is that? So let's start standing, both proud white and proud black. Let's quit falling for anything. We've got a few minutes. We'll try to address it again tomorrow. Adidas, you know, it's a National Black History Month. Adidas, the tennis shoe people, they had a white, all-white tennis shoe honoring Black History Month. An all-white sneaker honoring Black History Month because it said the sneaker and all-white Ultra Boost was part of the collection featuring designs, listen to me people, inspired by the Harlem Renaissance, an important cultural period primarily during the 1920s that began to recognize African Americans' contributions to the creative arts. Back then, white was okay. They did that out of respect in the 20s, but now they've got an all-white shoe and the niggers are bitching, they're bitching, and now Adidas has pulled the all-white sneaker. Can you believe that? All the white sneakers they made in respect for Black History Month because of the 1920s when it was a Harlem Renaissance and the all-white, everybody agreed with that in the black community. But now they disagree. All the racist niggers disagree. Can you believe that, people? That they've pulled, Adidas has pulled their all-white sneaker honoring Black History Month, and they did that to honor Black History Month after all the blacklash. And the niggers say, try consulting with actual black people. Why? When they're making a tennis shoe, when they're engineering a tennis shoe for comfort and for looks, and they're gonna consult, but no, it ain't the black people you want consulted, it's the niggers. It's the greasy thug niggers. It's the violent, greasy thug, destructive niggers that you want to be consulted, and that's never gonna happen. But I gotta say, I'm ashamed of you, Adidas. That shows that you must be quite racist. If you didn't think there was anything wrong, why wouldn't you stand your ground? Why wouldn't you stand your ground, Adidas? But see, you know what that tells me about the niggers? Always keep the black community out, the proud black community. How racist are these niggers? Now everything has to be black? Now, Gucci, they had a black sweatshirt, a black sweater, and it pulled up over your mouth and your nose. The niggers wanted rid of that because it looked like it was half blackface. So you can't have black because the niggers don't want it. You can't have white because the niggers don't want it. And I say, niggers, kiss my ass. Kiss my royal white and red, white, and blue ass. The blacks, you got this, people? They're pissed because Gucci come out of a sweater and it had like a turtleneck and pulled up to your mouth. I guess it was cold, not your eyes. It wasn't a black mask. They're pissed because that's black for blackface. Now they're pissed because of white tennis shoes. What the hell do they want? You people, I'm tired of you niggers thinking you're victims. Your great-great-great-grandfathers and mothers may have been victims back in the day, and I feel for them. But you bastards aren't even close to being victims. We're the victims of proud whites and proud blacks that have to take care of your lame asses, and not just the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. Let's throw them no good son of a bitches in the mix. Think about it, people. Adidas had to pull their sneakers. It was honoring. They made a special edition honoring Black History Month, and the niggers were mad because they were white tennis shoes. And then they're mad about Gucci because they've got a black sweater that comes up to your nose and when it's cold because it's black and it's partial blackface. Do you understand what I'm saying now, proud white and proud black people? We better stand up to this because it's never going to get any better. Never going to get any better. You hear me? We're not the racists. They're the racist. You're a white man saying, hey, I don't want those black tennis shoes because they're black. They'd say you're the biggest racist in town, but they can bitch about Adidas having an all-white shoe honoring because of the 1920s. See, the niggers don't know about black history. They just know that they're niggers and they can yell racism and get anything they want. Well, niggers, I think your day's coming. I think you've used that term racism one time too many, like Chicken Little. She kept saying the sky's falling. It never fell, and people quit believing her. And I think people are going to quit believing you racist niggers. Not the proud black community. Always keep them out. They're decent, honorable people. As always, people, time to go. So let's continue to unite, not just against the politicians, but against these racist bastards that are trying to destroy primarily the white community. They get their way on everything. Tennis shoes, sweaters. Blackface is bad, but whiteface is okay. Please, please call Channel 2 and get a copy of the 920 piece from Ken Hudson about this black mime who was in total whiteface, white hands. Unbelievable. Their lines are 314-231-7831 and 314-231-2222. Make a complaint. The niggers would, not the proud blacks, the niggers would, if there'd have been blackface on there. So why can't we, having equal treatment, do the same? So let's continue to unite against the politicians and against these black supremacist racist bastards and white supremacist racists. Let's get rid of them bastards also. So let's continue to unite to expose all these no good son of a bitches who are trying to divide and conquer us, trying to destroy our great country. Let's expose them, drag them over the coals of political hell and racist hell. And at the end of the day, let's destroy, put them all in one bag, and let's destroy them. Nothing violent, never nothing violent. Let's destroy them at the polls, and let's expose them and destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those those daddyless babies, maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll